We're in our second and last sermon of this series, Tithing, the Core of Trust. So let's be aware of a few things. The first and most important thing is this. Your heart follows where you invest your money. What kinds of things do you invest in? Where do you place values? Our money and how we use it speaks a lot about our values. So what is your belief about the purpose of your money? What would you say is the purpose of your family or your church, your community? We all have these beliefs, but many of us haven't really taken the time to define them. For example, what would you say is the purpose of your family? Why do you exist as a family? Delineate and write down the values of why you as a family exist. Why does your money exist? So last Sunday, I shared with you three biblical principles that help us define our relationships with the money and resources that God gives us. Knowing and practicing these principles will help you build confidence that God is faithful and can be trusted. Will you stretch your faith muscle by arranging your money in a way that benefits His kingdom and His purpose on earth? God is the rightful owner of all your resources, Psalm 24:1. A steward manages the owner's resources to accomplish the owner's goals, Matthew 25. And the owners have rights. Stewards, that's who we are, managers, have responsibilities. If you agree that you are not the owner but a steward of God's resources, then you must plan how to use those resources wisely, taking advantage of ways to best use it, accomplish God's goals, which are what? Well, simply this, God's goals are twofold. One, to bring as many as will listen into a restored relationship with Him through Christ. The second is this, train them to encourage and equip others for service to God. Perhaps the best way I know to become an effective steward for God is to create and follow, there's the hard part, a monthly budget. Unfortunately, making and following a budget is not the most delightful thing you can think of doing. We like our independence, especially when it comes to our money. On the other hand, not following a budget can cause constant guilt, arguments, stress that invariably follow episodes of unplanned and emotionally driven spending or overspending. For example, have you ever gone shopping to escape boredom or a difficult situation you're dealing with? A lot of people are in debt because of that very thing. Have you ever supported someone's desperate need knowing you can't afford to do it? Have you ever argued with your spouse about spending habits? Well, these unpleasant experiences will fade out of your life as you follow a budget. It doesn't really take long to put a budget together. What else can following a budget do to increase your contentment and your sense of direction in your life? Of all the positives, I'm going to cover four today. Number one, following a budget will strengthen your self-control. I've told you before that in my family, Kayla is the nerd. She keeps track of every penny. And I'm the free spirit. I can spend money. One of the things that really saved us from a lot of arguments is Dave Ramsey's telling us as couples, choose an amount of money Delbert can spend without having to talk to Kayla first. So we chose $50. $49.99, I don't have to talk to Kayla. Thanks, Bob. How many times in a day? You might want to talk to Kayla. Strengthening your self-control. Proverbs 25:28 says this, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. You will become acutely aware of how your spending habits have been controlling you when you get irritated 5 or 6 times in a month because your budget said, no, you said you weren't going to spend your money on those things. You said that's not a priority. The second thing that making and following a budget will do is empower you to uphold your values. What values do you hold most dear about God, marriage, your family, your church? Your heart follows where you invest. What would you say your highest values for your family are? Your relationship with God, the purpose of your church, the needs in your community, and so on. Now, let's remember, we have an enemy, Satan, who loves to distract, detour, or destroy. He wants to distract it from your godly values. I'm doing a research project on spiritual warfare. I'll be teaching next month at Good Samaritan Ministries on how spiritual warfare impacts our counseling. I'm reading about 4 books all at the same time right now, gaining insights about spiritual warfare. And ultimately, spiritual warfare is this: Satan getting you off track. That's it. Satan getting you off track. Has he ever done that to you before? He has me. That's why in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, Paul says this: "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." The word schemes means planning. Satan is a planner, and he's planning all the time. We need to be better planners than him. Amen? Planning in finances is how we not fall prey to Satan's plans. Will Satan use the coronavirus to make people afraid? Look what's happening in our nation. People are just beside themselves with fear. Others are, you know, on one extreme, oh, it's nothing, we're not even going to pay attention to it. The other end of the spectrum, and the sky is falling. Satan will use that fear to distract, detour, or destroy you. You have to plan better than he does. Will you plan? Plan your reading of Scripture, your knowledge of God. Will you plan that? I read a statistic that said most Americans in our country have at least 3 Bibles in their home, but rarely read them. Lack of planning will make people fall prey to Satan's efforts in planning. Let's not do that. A third benefit of making and following a budget is that it will promote peace as you work toward long-term financial goals. Kayla and I have been investing in a retirement plan since 1989. I was 32 years old, working as a youth pastor on a youth pastor's salary. We could only scrape up $50 a month to invest at first, but it felt good. We were doing something. And over the years, God has helped us to wisely plan for our future and to increase giving into that investment. So now we have this nest egg that's been quietly increasing over the last 31 years. Recent economic happenings, like the stock market dropping 3,000 points, can make me go, ah! Because I'm not 30 years old anymore. I don't have a lot of time for the stock market to recover before I'm going to be doing something different. I'm going to need those funds. I got a plan better than Satan. What is his plan for me? Fear, to get me distracted and detoured so he can destroy me. Am I going to let him do that? God is our provider, not my investments, not my paycheck. God is my provider. Ken Mayberry has told many stories about how God supplied his needs. And it just happened to Caitlin and I this last week. Went to the post office, got my mail. Here's an envelope from a church where I did a funeral service. Opened it up. It's a check for $200. I didn't expect the church to pay me for that service, but there it was. Bonus, thank you, God. You are our provider. And hey, just a quick sidelight. If you're already tithing at a 10% level, and God gives you something unexpected, here's a fun thing to do with that. Take 10% of that unexpected income and put it in a fund for blessing other people. So for Kayla and I, $200, $20 goes into a fund for helping other people. And it's just fun to do that. Unexpected blessings. I want to pass that blessing on to others as well. Just something to think about. Recent economic happenings have not been encouraging. But do you and I believe what Jesus said in Matthew 6, 25 through 33? Anybody know off the top of your head what that passage is? Do not worry. God has, he knows what the birds need. Look at the beauty of the lilies. God dressed them. Won't he care for you more than the birds and the lilies? Matthew 6, 33. Here it is. If you want to keep focused and your planning of your connection with God strong and sure so that Satan's planning against you doesn't win, here it is. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, And all these things that he knows you need will be given to you as well. It's easy to believe that right here, hearing the words. But what about when you get a bill you can't pay or you're short on funding? Do you believe it then? And then a fourth benefit comes from making and following a budget. You become a bold witness that encourages others to seek God's wisdom. This is really cool, you guys. Following a budget helps you plan more than just your spending. It also helps you plan your giving and your savings. Every dollar has a place to go. And you know what that does for your heart? Following your budget helps you be at peace. Wow, that's way cool. Planning your giving, your savings, and your spending gives you peace. Following a God-honoring budget reveals his wisdom to those around you. God uses that budget to help you have peace. And people are watching you. When you watch other people, you can kind of see in them whether they're at peace or not. If there's trouble or turmoil, or they're often distracted, they're worried, the furrowed brow. Your budgeting and your following that budget will produce in you a quiet witness that people see. You don't have to use any words. It's powerful. Have you thought about managing your money for God's purposes, not only to bless your life, but to bless other people who are looking for hope and peace? It attracts folks looking for something that would be stable in their own lives. Learning to successfully follow a budget will take about 3 months to kind of get your numbers to settle in and you decide actually really where each dollar is going to go. And that's okay. Give yourself time. And you will gain a confidence in God as your provider and a peace that you have not experienced before. Healthy new habits of godly money management take time to learn. That's okay. We're not in a hurry with this thing. Take the time to let your budget settle in. If you know someone who can help you with that, you want help, don't be shy to ask. And Kayla and I are available to help you on an individual basis. The goal of this message this week and last is to help you see the benefit of planning your spending, your saving, and your giving according to God's principles. But how does this work benefit you and honor God? First of all, you will gain control of your financial life. Is your financial life kind of out of control? Are you not sure where the money goes? I shared with you last Sunday that I went from one job paying $500 a month to a second job, mechanicing, paying $1,200 a month. $700 increase. And with a $500 job, I had $5 left at the end of the month. And with a $1,200 job, I had $5 left at the end of the month. And I could not tell you where that $700 went. You will gain self-control. Secondly, you will discover and support the things you truly value. Have you ever had a presentation of something you went, oh, that hits my heart. That's exactly what I jazz on. But I don't have the money to support it because I'm not planning ahead. Thirdly, you will experience peace of mind and heart. Financial worries will greatly decrease and your confidence in God as provider will greatly increase. And finally, most importantly, your life will be a strong witness to the benefits of living by God's principles and his wisdom. This will encourage others to want to do the same. It's powerful. Who would have thought that living by a budget would make you a powerful witness to others? So where do we go from here? Let's look at some next steps. Put your money where your mouth is. What do you value? Put your money in that place. By planning it to go there. So if you aren't already intentionally planning your giving, saving, and spending, then take the challenge to build a budget and live by it. There are examples of budgets on the back tables. Please take one and start working through it. If you want help, ask Kayla, I, or someone you know that does budgeting work, and start zoning in your budget. If you have a budget but have gotten off track, dust off that old budget and get back on it. And then finally, your trust and confidence in God will grow to the same degree that you plan your spending, your saving, and your giving. Let me say that again. Your trust and confidence in God will grow to the same degree that you plan your spending, your saving, and your giving. Planning. Satan is planning right now how to detour, distract, or destroy you. Are you planning on how to stay connected to God? Spiritual warfare is happening 24/7, and fear is the core of it. Satan's planning. Let's be better planners than him. Amen? So that Satan can't get us off track.